Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula, to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
We are back. Yes. Back to the podcasting game with the Almost Famous podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Ashley. And today is pretty much a day of all hot topics. There's a lot of good juicy bachelor news this week.
Yeah. You know,
well, there's
when I opened up the rundown and we started prepping for this podcast, I was thinking, yeah, you know, it's unfortunate we don't have a guest. But we didn't try to book a guest this week because there are so many headlines to run through that it felt like this would fill up a whole podcast. And honestly, it's nice to get to sit here and talk to you, Ashley, about these and update everybody in Bachelor Nation. But before we get into hot topics, before we even get started, we want to find a better way to connect with all of you. A healthier way, a more streamlined way. And so, with the help of the team behind the scenes at the Almost Famous podcast, which is a great team, we have created the Almost Famous Instagram page.
And what I really want to get out of this Instagram page is feedback from you guys on what we're covering, how we're covering it. Like, I want you guys to, on each episode, just let us know your favorite moments, the moments you could do without. That way we can create a better podcast for you.
So go and follow. There's no posts yet because we're going to wait until after this episode to post. But go ahead and go follow Almost_Famous podcast. Here's one thing I'm going to say right now that I think is going to be a fan favorite. There is an Instagram page out there called The Real Ashley I, and it is fantastic. It is one of my favorite follows. I get excited anytime there's a post on it.
Thank you.
Those are going to transfer over to the Almost Famous podcast page because I want everybody to see the Ashley that I see and love on a daily basis.
Oh, I do love the account. My sister runs it. It's just me being the most raw me you could ever imagine.
Yeah, this is the best. So that's going to be on there. We're going to post about the guests coming on, about hot topics. I'll share some like super insightful workout videos because I know you all ask me all the time, like, well, how do you just stay so strong and fit and buff? And it's a skill that I have. So I'll post those.
You said that so sarcastically that it actually didn't sound sarcastic. Not that your body that looks great. You're the most in shape, healthy man. But I don't know if that's your expertise, right?
No, it's not my expertise. So anyways, yeah, go follow almost_famous podcast. Don't ever forget to keep emailing us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. With that, Ashley, let's just go ahead and take a break here at the beginning. Let's take a drink of water. Let's collect our thoughts because we have Bachelor Hot Topics to run through.
Hey, I'm AJ McLean.
And I'm Cheryl Burke.
And I am Renee Elizondo, who you don't know.
But you will know on our new podcast, Pretty Messed Up.
He's the pretty, I'm the messed, and Renee's the up.
He is the up.
Upwards and onwards.
I don't think we'll ever fight.
And if we do, you better not do it on camera.
Yeah, no, I don't think we
ever will. They're fighting right now.
Oh, yeah. Is this fighting? Then we fight all the time.
Then, yeah, we fight constantly. Then.
24/7. No, that's our way of communication.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever fight, you know, even though we are very similar personalities, which a lot of times it doesn't work. I think...
Take off those sunnies.
This connection...
Oh, you can blink. I've been teaching him also not just to smile, yeah, but to blink so he doesn't look like a psycho killer.
I know.
When we dance live on TV.
I can't wait for the podcast. There are so many stories about AJ's honesty at the wrong times.
God.
I can't wait to hear him.
You know, obviously a lot in the public has been said about me, my journey through recovery and sobriety, my ups and downs, my highs and lows. But there's still so much left that not a lot of people know about. And, you know, I've compared myself to an onion, because there's a lot more layers to me than anyone really knows about.
Funyun.
A Funyun, exactly.
I can't wait to do the podcast because I can just call him out and Renee can give me advice on how to handle him sometimes, because all I hear is a talk, 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 excuses, excuses, excuses. And...
Careful.
That's
Listen to Pretty Messed Up on the iHeartRadio app.
On Apple Podcasts.
Or wherever you listen to your podcast.
That's right.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy.
ensuring that those parents to be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So right now, obviously, summer's coming up, and it's a big time of the year for so many. Well, your social battery right now, probably for most people, is feeling a little drained. Or maybe you're bursting with energy, and you're so excited to get out there and talk to people. I know for me, a lot of times, I have to moderate my social engagements because I get drained very fast, very easy, and I need time at home.
Yep, me too, especially while pregnant.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Obviously, the Bachelorette season is upon us. It's coming up quicker than we could ever imagine. We're excited for it. In fact, I have had, Ashley, people who never watched the show say they're excited for this year, because there's been so many storylines coming out of this season. There's so many unknowns. And potentially, Ashley, from what we hear, there could be multiple love stories to celebrate.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The first story coming out of The Bachelorette this year is a household name already, Dale Moss. Dale Moss, the headline reads, wants to be a father in 5 years. This according to Life and Style.
So Dale got on his Instagram story this week and he did one of those Q&As and somebody asked him, where do you see yourself in 5 years? He said, a leading sports and entertainment host, producer of a sick documentary or series, successful entrepreneur with a diverse portfolio, and father. So, of course, people are jumping to the conclusion, or not jumping to the conclusion, but people are excited to hear that he's planning to be a father, possibly with somebody that he may have ended up with this season.
There's so many unknowns.
There's just so much there.
You know, best of luck to Dale Moss. Best of luck. And a father is obviously a great title to have. An investor, an entrepreneur, all those dreams and aspirations. We wish it upon you, Dale Moss, and we will be hearing, I think, more from you here in the future. Ashley, I want to talk about this next headline and have a little bit of a conversation kind of revolve around the picture posted. I have a strong theory that I want to share with you. But first, the headline reads, Tayshia Adams returns to Instagram after joining season 16 of The Bachelorette. It's been a minute, the headline reads. This according to Us Weekly.
It's just still interesting to me how she hasn't been confirmed to have been part of this past season. There, you know, she's allowed to take a picture and post it and say, hey, it's been a minute. Like, there's all these illusions and there's pretty much photo evidence of it. Are they just going to keep it a secret and never promote her being part of the season until her episodes start to air?
It feels that way. I mean, we're getting pretty far into the game. It's been, I mean, I guess, can we say it's been confirmed that she joined the 16th season? I mean, not by ABC and not by The Bachelor, but by all these other people.
We confirm it.
Yeah, let's just confirm it and say we have no clue what it means. We don't even know if she's The Bachelorette. We just know she, like, shows up and she's there. We don't know how it ends. I haven't heard a lot from it. Now, two things. My first point, this picture is posted after snapshots were posted from a girls' night out at Nobu in Newport Beach, California. Mm-hmm. I feel like Nobu is the hot spot for recent Bachelor contestants to go to. Like, it just feel. I mean, I went there. No judgment, no shame. Oh, I went with production at one point to Nobu. Because I was out in LA and I was like, hey, I want to go to, like, the cool hip restaurant that, like, celebrities go to because, darn it, I feel like a celebrity.
It is the ultimate celebrity hotspot. And then I feel like it has been for at least 15 years. Anybody who's anybody goes to Nobu. I've never been there. And I hear that if you just get, like, a set of appetizers, it's like $350. It's definitely a place that you go to for a special occasion, perhaps. You know, Tayshia is celebrating something with her friends and family.
We don't know what.
We have no idea what it could be.
We really don't. Like, this feels like we're, like, tongue-in-cheek here.
Yeah,
I have no clue.
I mean, like, we don't know if she has something to celebrate. We can assume that she's just celebrating having become the Bachelorette. And it seems like she became the Bachelorette on such a short notice that she probably didn't even get to have, like, a goodbye dinner with her friends and family.
Here is my point, though, to the picture posted. And Bachelor Nation, I would love for you to weigh in on this and tell me if I'm crazy. But there is a unique glow to every single person that becomes the Bachelor and Bachelorette when they get off the show. Like, Tayshia has obviously always been beautiful. Like, she is a gorgeous human. Mm-hmm. But this picture, like, you look into her eyes and you're like, there is something going on in your life that is making you glow. And I remember for the first time this hit me, really after my season, I felt like you just have a new confidence and you have so much that you know that the world doesn't know yet. And then it feels like every single Bachelorette and Bachelor since me, I've been watching for it. And they just, there's like this switch that flips and they just become this, like, glowing human.
I mean, she does look just outrageously beautiful in this picture. She has a little filter on it that gives her a butterfly. Oh, a little bee on her nose. A little bee on her nose. And yeah, so she's back on the gram as of September 10th. So who knows what happened?
Nobody knows what happened. And here is a headline that nobody ever knew. And we're going to move into talking about Becca Kufrin, because there's a couple of headlines that we need to stick to. And I imagine this will be one of the last weeks we really talk about her and Garrett, you know, for their own sakes. But this story is one that we never saw in The Bachelorette. The headline reads, Rachel Lindsay reveals why she saged Becca Kufrin's vagina, which actually is an incorrect statement, because as I mentioned,
Did you learn something new?
Well, back in college, I was a sex ed study. I did do sex ed studies formally. She actually, if this was correct, it would say she saged Becca Kufrin's vulva, because that is the entirety of the organ. Mm-hmm. And she shares the bikini moment that didn't air on The Bachelorette. This is according to Us Weekly. Again, Rachel Lindsay reveals she saged Becca Kufrin's vulva.
At first, I read this and I was like, oh, this is outrageous, thinking that it was Ari and like Garrett's past that she was trying to sage away from it. But actually, this is kind of a throwback comment. They just recently came out about it on the Happy Hour podcast. She said that before Becca's season of The Bachelorette, because, quote, we gotta do a cleansing on you because you had Ari, like, good luck, Rachel decided to take sage and put it all throughout Becca's body so that she can have a clean slate at being the Bachelorette, not tainted by her past with Ari. Kind of funny. You can see if one that of the- had made cut that it would have been pretty funny.
Just absolutely outrageous. Another Becca Kufrin story. Becca Kufrin says she's doing surprisingly well after Garrett split. This according to Us Weekly.
Do you have anything to elaborate on this? Because you are closer to Becca than I am. Have you talked to her since?
I haven't been able to talk to her. No. This is a good statement. Like, I think both if either of them came out and said they're doing well, like, that's what we want and that's what we hope for. In fact, you know, bachelor breakups are difficult, and they can drag on a lot longer than you want them to, because people ask, people associate with you. Some people don't always know that you broke up, so they still ask you about, hey, how are you and Garrett doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And it feels like, for us, as we talked about it and hinted at it for weeks, it felt like a long time coming. And so I'm assuming now that they're both moving on and moving forward, for them to say they're doing well, or at least for Becca to claim she's doing well, is a good statement. It's one that we should recognize, and also I feel like now move on from that. Becca and Garrett are starting a new chapter of their life, and it's gonna be a good chapter, hopefully.
I agree. What's our next hot topic?
Our next hot topic rolls into a really beautiful story. Anytime there's new life that comes into this world, it is something to celebrate. And we have a former Bachelor contestant, Liz Sandoff Presta, welcomes daughter Jovi as she reveals baby spent time in NICU. Elizabeth Liz Sandoff Presta.
So if you guys remember Liz, she was on Nick's season, made a huge splash because she slept with him before their season at Jaden Tanner's wedding. And she got married, I think, a little over a year ago. And they just welcomed their first child, a baby girl, on September 1st. And yes, she was in the NICU for a little while, but she is doing really well now. She says that she named Jovi, because it means joyful. And she says she's big on name meanings and she wants to speak joy over her life.
It is something to celebrate, and what a cool story. Congratulations, Liz. Just awesome to see. And in a podcast that in a few moments is going to have some really difficult topics that Ashley and I are going to try to walk through and talk about. This is something that we can all lift up and say, hey, a baby was born, a baby is in its home, and now they can celebrate it.
Yeah.
So, Ashley, there's a topic that I want to pause and talk to you about. This week, you were up to something that is in just a something that I have always dreamed of, something that I could have never imagined, something that impacted my life in ways that I never knew anything could.
Okay, and I'm looking at him confused, you guys. I have no idea where he's going with this.
So growing up, I watched every single episode of Boy Meets World.
Okay, yes.
And Ashley and Jared recently posted that on a trip, I think it's to see Tanner and Jade.
Yeah, we did a little staycation.
You ran in to a very famous character from Boy Meets World. Let's tell everybody about it.
Okay, so we met the Corey Matthews himself, Ben Savage.
Oh my God.
Ben and I didn't know we shared this passion for Boy Meets World. Jared and I still to this day, if we need like a good comfort show, we don't know what to watch, we put Boy Meets World on Disney Plus. It's maybe the most underrated show of all time. Like, I know our generation really, you know, appreciates it, but like, I think it needs to be talked about more in like the column of greatest shows of all time. And like best messages, but like not done in a corny way, and the best character development, and it's just so funny and so heartfelt. It's the best, right? So Jared, he would quote it. We one time he was quoting it, a scene or something down in Paradise, and I was like, and this is back when we very much were not together, and I just remember being like, oh my God, this guy loves Boy Meets World. He knows it by heart. He kind of has Corey Matthews qualities. He's kind of a geek, but hilarious at the same time. I don't know. Like, him quoting Boy Meets World was very meaningful to me. And then, like, we quoted along together, and it was just one of those things. I was like, this makes him the perfect man to me. And then as our relationship evolved, we always say that we're kind of most like the Corey and Topanga if we had to compare our relationship to anything like in media, because we started out as friends and we just have like this, just that's just the way we interact, is most like Corey and Topanga. And then we always have called Alon Gale Mr. Feeney, because somehow he's always been meddling in our lives and our love life.
Alon Gale
showing
was
us the way.
An executive producer. Yeah, he was an executive producer on the show while Ashley and I were on the show.
Yeah, so he's our Mr. Feeney. And when Jared saw Ben Savage downstairs 2 days ago at the Terranea Resort in L.A., he calls me because he's picking up lunch down there. And he's like, Ashley, Ben Savage is down here. I don't know what to do. I need your help. And I was like, okay, I'll be right there. Because he's like very shy and when he goes up to people that he runs into that he's idolized. And I kind of can just go right up. I feel like a pro because I was just the ultimate fangirl, you know, in my youth. I'm like, don't worry, I got it.
A lot of practice.
Yeah. So I go up to him. I go, hey, Ben. I introduce him to us. And I just tell him how meaningful the show has been to us and how we relate to it and all of that. And he was so sweet. He thought it was really cool that we met on The Bachelor. And he was everything.
Did he know you guys?
No, but he was everything that you wanted him to be. And then when we were like, can we get a picture? You know, we did it so that we could like take our masks off but still be 6 feet away, and he was like, put your hands up in the air like Corey. And that's the way that he makes this Corey face in the picture, makes me smile so hard. And the man hasn't aged at all. So crazy. Like, he looks the exact same as he did in the college years.
So my hope was that the story would end with me asking, hey, did he recognize you guys? And you're like, yeah, he did. And I'm like, so there's a chance that Corey Matthews knows
who you are.
But there's not.
Do you know who does? Will Friedle, the one who played Eric Matthews, his brother. He follows Jared, and I think he's very familiar with The Bachelor.
Oh, that's just a dream. It really is. if anybody's out there listening going, I have no clue what Boy Meets World is, I'm telling you right now, if there's one takeaway in the last, what, 4 years, 3.5 years that we've done this podcast, watch Boy Meets World. Like, it's so worth it, and it does change your life. Like, the way they treat each other, the way the family loves each other, it's just beautiful.
Was Alan Matthews not the best TV dad of all time?
I think he would have to be up there. And then, I mean, Mr. Feeney is 100% the one I would put. If somebody said, what is the most endearing character of that you've ever watched on television, Mr. Feeney would probably be number one. Like, that guy cared. He was funny. He was annoyed. But he loved so hard. He loved so well.
Mm-hmm. It was so perfect. The show is perfect. It's one of those things that we are really excited that one day we'll be able to show our kids.
Boy Meets World, Ashley and Jared run into Corey Matthews, better known as Ben Savage.
There you go. That's a hot topic for the week.
That is just tremendous. Next headline is Chrishell Stouse on if she'd be the Bachelorette after Dancing with the Stars. This year, Chrishell Stouse will be on Dancing with the Stars. Obviously, this headline is pointing to if she'd ever want to start passing out roses.
Okay, yeah. So she says that she does not want to be on The Bachelor. If you guys know who Chrishell is, she is Justin Hartley's ex-wife, and she's come to fame of her own on Selling Sunset over the past 3 seasons on Netflix, and she's on the season of Dancing with the Stars. And of course, like, ABC loves to do a little tie into their other shows and asked if she would be down to do a season of The Bachelorette, being that she's relatively newly single. And she says that she doesn't think it would be the right avenue for her. And right now, she's just focused on gearing up for Dancing with the Stars. She's feeling exhausted and sore everywhere.
I can imagine. I've been watching the training videos that Caitlin has been posting. Dancing with the Stars is just a whole new beast. I know a couple people who have been on the show, and they talk about just how much of a commitment it is. That's why we're so excited about Dancing with the Stars, especially for our friend Caitlin, which we've talked about before. But also, it's given me a new respect for any contestant that goes on to the show and competes week after week after week. We have other Dancing with the Stars news. We can now confirm Caitlin Bristow's partner. This is big news. Caitlin Bristow has a partner on Dancing with the Stars. It's a terrific partner, a great match for her. Ashley, who is it?
It's Artem, and he has been a part of the Dancing with the Stars cast since 2014. He's been paired with Patti LaBelle. He was paired with Maureen McCormick from The Brady Bunch, Misha Barton, and Nancy Kerrigan. That was, I think, like, his most prominent known celebrity partner over the past couple years. And then for season 25, he also was paired with Nikki Bella, who is his now his fiance, and they just had a baby together. So Caitlin is working with somebody who has a high profile relationship right now, a new baby, and I think it'll get her a lot of attention. What do you think?
I think this is great. I mean, I'm pumped for her. Any of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars is incredibly talented, but this does match her, right? Like, sometimes on Dancing with the Stars, it feels like they set up single people because it makes sense, and there's maybe a love connection that can happen, and the chemistry is better. Yeah. But obviously, Caitlin and Artem are both in committed, healthy, happy relationships.
Yeah, that's
both
really good.
Yeah, there to dance. They're there to win. I think their chemistry will form based on their pursuit of the championship, the mirror ball. But I couldn't think of a better partner for her. So I'm just stoked for Caitlin. She's going to crush it.
Me too. I'll be watching the season. This season, she's got a lot of competition. She's got AJ mm-hmm. McLean from the Backstreet Boys. And I think that whenever you get a boy bander in there, you know that they're going to go far. I think Chrishell is also going to go far. I just feel like she has a rhythm to her. It'll be really interesting how far what's-her-name from
Carol Baskin.
Tigerkin. Yeah, Carol Baskin.
Oh, she's going to – she's my – if I had to vote, right, or if I had to gamble on this, Carol Baskin might be the winner, not because I don't believe in Caitlin.
Yeah.
But her following's wild.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm, like, a little bit nervous that she's going to kind of be like, love you, Joe, but a little bit like Grocery Store Joe, where – people just kind of like love seeing them on their screen, that it doesn't matter if they're a good or bad dancer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Carol Baskin with the flower crown and probably the moves to match.
You know that woman made, did we talk about this, made $20,000 or $40,000 one day on Cameo? Did you even tell me that?
I think I did. Yeah, that's a wild that's a wild number. I mean, you got to think about how many videos that is. And Ashley, to be honest, I was one of the people that purchased one.
Wait. No, you're doing this for the sake of a good podcast, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
No way. Who did you get it for?
So Jessica's family was coming to Winona Lake, Indiana for the 4th of July this year, and we watched Tiger King together. And so I got a video from Carol Baskin welcoming them to Winona Lake, Indiana, and telling them just to have fun, to enjoy the wildlife that Winona Lake offers. It was fantastic.
That's,
it was really
hysterical.
Good.
She's $300 calling you out for spending $300 on this, but I think you probably thought it was worth it. Yeah.
It's so worth it. It got me some brownie points, actually. I think Jessica's dad passed it around to some of his friends. And if you don't know about Cameo, it can be a ton of fun. Just go on and check out who's on there. Carol Baskin was one of my purchases. I've had a good time with it myself. Ashley, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a recent Bachelor Nation split that some might not have known about. And then we're also going to dig into the big story of the week, which is obviously the Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph situation.
Yeah,
we're going to try to walk through that with what we know the best we can, and update everybody to the current events surrounding that topic today. So, hey, with that, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue with Bachelor Headlines.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Welcome back. Bachelor Nation's Victoria Fuller confirmed split from Chris Soules. We went a separate direction. This according to People and also the Vile Files.
Okay, so this made me kind of sad. Because, well, one, we were excited that Chris had gotten a girlfriend. He hadn't dated somebody seriously in a while. But, like, I think it confirms his fears about his Iowa life. Like, you and I know that he's always had this insecurity about being from Iowa and wanting to stay there because he feels like no girl that he'll ever like will be down to live there. And it kind of, this is exactly what happens here. She says that right now she's living her best life. She said that they went in a separate direction. I respect him so much. I think he's an amazing man. And just like that, right. And I just think that like right now I'm in a different place than he is and I'm not moving to Iowa anytime soon. She continues to say that I still talk to him all the time. I think he's amazing. I think we're a lot alike. I just want to focus on myself right now. She said that their relationship is kind of complicated. She's just living her life and she's on. And again, that he's an amazing man, deserves somebody. Here it comes. He deserves somebody who's super awesome, who's willing to go to Iowa and live in Iowa. And right now I'm not there yet. Maybe I will be in a couple years.
You know, it's been interesting because you and I were able to sit down with Chris. He had moved temporarily to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. He was pursuing some dreams out there and some farming land out there. This is an insecurity for him. It has been for years. He has a great life in Iowa, and he has a lot going for him in Iowa. And I think this, I imagine this just feels like a reassurance and a validation to some of his biggest insecurities, yeah. which is never a fun thing to go through. We mentioned a few weeks ago, you know, that they had kept this private. We had rumored that, you know, it had ended, but now the story's turning into, where is Chris at? Like, how do you move on? And Ashley, what would you tell a friend who's in a current situation, living with their life moving forward in a certain place that really nobody to this point at least wants to move to?
I don't know. I feel like what he was doing before COVID and like kind of splitting his time between Iowa and LA was good, because that way he could, you know, find a girl in LA, spend time with her in LA, and then they could be like, I know that Iowa is not a coast, but you get my drift when I say like a little bit bi-coastal, because I think a girl would be down to like live there half the time and then like have the city life available to her as well. So maybe that's kind of what he has to do, but his family's there and his business is there. And we know that he has a fantastic business, and it's just something that he can't leave. I just think that he's going to need to think about splitting his time a little bit, but is there not anybody in Iowa that he could be with now?
Calling out all Iowans.
Yeah.
Chris Soules is waiting on you. If you are single, ready to mingle, and Chris Soules catches your eye, give him a shout out. Like, I think this
DM
guy.
DM him.
Yeah, he's ready. He's wanting. And it was a shocker to me, honestly, as a friend of his, that when the Victoria Fuller story even came out, because I was like, this was unexpected. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see this. And then they kept it so quiet. And it now just ends in a way that I know it has to be hurting him. Like, it has to just sit deep on his heart. So it is confirmed. Victoria Fuller did that on the Vial Files, and then people published it and has confirmed that she is moving on with her life and that things are good and that there's respect. But that is no longer a relationship that we can even talk about.
Does he need to go on Farmers Only? Like, why isn't he the spokesperson for Farmers Only?
I'm sure
he needs
has
to find a girl in the Midwest who's already used to that lifestyle. I don't even know what I was thinking beforehand, saying that he should be like bi-coastal. Like, he needs to find somebody who wants to live that life fully.
Yeah, I mean, I came from a small town in the Midwest, and there are some tremendous people that come through and out of it. I'm sure there's somebody for Chris Soules, but it hasn't happened yet.
And it sounds like Victoria is like wanting to have city life, and it sounds like she's wanting to have single life too. I think she's just trying to have fun right now, and he is not trying to have fun. That man is trying to settle down and have kids.
Yeah, he really desires it. Well, Ashley, we're going to switch gears a bit. This is a real, it feels like we've broached really difficult topics many times here in the last few months. There's been some Bachelor Nation topics come through that, again, we state this and it's true, that move outside of the Bachelor world and defy those things and come face to face with reality. And they sting and hurt, and we feel them at a different level. This is definitely one of those. This topic that we're about to talk about is one that, quite honestly, we don't know any more about than what has been published.
Yeah.
We will talk through it. We will share some opinions, but for the most part, what we will report is exactly what has been reported.
Exactly. Because we don't have any insider knowledge, nor do we find it to be a situation where we were going to reach out for insider knowledge. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't going to go to these sources and ask. It is too delicate.
It's a very delicate situation. So here's the headline. Bachelor Nation's Colton Underwood allegedly placed tracking device on Cassie's car. Also claims harassing texts. If you don't know, Cassie Randolph last week submitted for a restraining order against Colton Underwood. They were dating. They had broken up a little bit over a month ago. We talked about through their breakup how it was contentious. There was obviously public statements made from Cassie claiming that Colton was trying to monetize their breakup. Colton claimed that Cassie was speaking out about their breakup more than what they had agreed upon. They then unfollowed each other on Instagram. We talked about that two episodes ago.
Yeah.
We were curious to why that had to happen and to and what brought it to that point, because you know, typically that happens in breakups, but they waited a while to do it. And so we were just curious. Like, there's a lot of curiosity and intrigue around their breakup and why it happened in the way it did. Well, this, to start, to be completely transparent, and Ashley, I want to hear what you thought. When I read this headline, it was texted to me from a friend. It stopped me. Like, I even talking about it right now, my hands are shaking. Like, it stopped me in my tracks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what was your shocking. First? What was your first thought?
My first thought was why. So, like, what led? I mean, it's just probably as any person would. It's like, what led Cassie to need to go to this link? Like, you know, if we just lay out the scenario here, Cassie understands, she's a very intelligent person, that she understands that this is a public relationship, that this will become a storyline. From everything we know of Cassie to this point, she doesn't love the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like, Cassie has been behind the scenes, has worked through schooling while they were together. You know, we haven't heard a lot from Cassie other than social media. And so this for me was like, okay, what I know of Cassie, being around her and understanding kind of her public image, she fully knows that this will become a story. So there had to be a reason for it, like a big reason why she was doing it.
Okay. So you basically took the words right out of my mouth. It was the first thought I had too. I think that no part of her wants to make him upset, angry, embarrassed. So I think that this was a last-ditch effort on her part. I think, like, this was her, like, really taking a stand, because I really, truly don't think that she would want to do this. I think this is, yeah, right?
So, yeah. So from social media and everything that we were able to gather, the fans' opinion of this is both-sided, right? Some people are protecting Colton, saying, you know, that they're fans of him, that they've seen his true character, that there's no way he could do this. And then there's been, you know, the other side saying, you know, Colton, this is wildly outrageous. I cannot believe you would go to this extent. So it feels like right now there's just a lot of fan reaction with the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And all we know to this point is that there was a restraining order that was submitted, that it's pending right now, the right. judge's decision. But the claims are that Colton had been stalking Cassie. He'd been harassing her with unsettling texts. This, according to court documents, that he planted a tracking device to the bottom of the bumper to her car to keep her whereabouts. And that she claims he takes obsessive walks to her apartment complex and loitered in the alley outside her bedroom window at her parents' Huntington Beach house at 2 a.m. Now, this is all according to the court documents.
Mm-hmm. And we should mention that Colton came out, or his rep said that he was blindsided by this filing as they haven't spoken in a month and he's been in Colorado. So this all came as a surprise to him.
Now, anytime these stories come about, you know, the reaction is shock, and then you have to process your opinion. And the question becomes, you know, what side do you fall on? And this right now, Ashley, quite honestly, I'm saying if this is true, if these claims are true, then this is a scenario where it's understandable that Cassie had to go to this extent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you have to be, in a sense, and at least we've learned here over the last few years, at least I've become more and more educated on this, like the victim is one we need to listen to. We need to hear from. But for Colton to come out and say he was blindsided.
And wait, I'm reading this. He wasn't the one that was blindsided. The insider says that he was blindsided. This insider also says things about Cassie being worried about losing her fan base if it didn't seem like they were coming across as friends and it was her idea to put out the look that they split amicably.
So we sit here in this like limbo season. This is a shocking story, and it's one that does take sensitivity because there's obviously pain that has been now communicated. Mm-hmm. Colton's side, though, has not came out and said this is untrue. Just to note, this has not been claimed to be untrue, but there has been a confusion. He was, again, blindsided. But a restraining order is pending. Ashley, as a close person to the franchise, and then to go beyond the franchise and just say as a person reacting to this story, like, how does it make you feel?
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me fair. Feel weird because I truly like seeing them interact those times that I did. And, you know, I wouldn't call Colton and Cassie friends. I call them quens. That's what I use as the in-between of friends and acquaintances. And I am shocked because seeing how like friendly and cute and flirty and adorable they were, like a breakup. Sure. I can see a breakup, but going from that to going to this, It's just crazy.
Unexpected, weird, unprocessable, right? You know, yeah. You and I both have been around them. I've gotten to know Colton.
It's kind of the situation where you're like, okay, so I can understand that things go on behind closed doors, right? But this is one of the things where it's like, whoa, lots of things apparently were going on behind closed doors and Instagram filters and all that.
It's hard. Like, it's really hard to even comment because it's hard to comment because no matter what is said, it's still unproven, untrue. Yet the claims make us both, you know, pull back and go, wow, like this isn't good. Like this, you know, so you have the claims and the claims are scary, are worrisome. They make sense to why you would file a restraining order. Mm-hmm. Yet we still, and we've been, you know, we've learned this lesson in our time on this podcast. If we jump to conclusions before anything's proven, then oftentimes there's mud on our face.
Right.
You know, we can't do that here, but what we can promise is we'll follow this story, but we got to do it with the sensitivity that the situation needs. Like, you know, if this is true, it's unsettling. It's worrisome. It's concerning, and it makes sense. If it's not true, then there is a support that needs to be given to both parties to help walk them through it. Now, I'm not going to say they're going to lean on the Almost Famous podcast for that support, but with our listener base, like, there is an influence that we need to be like mindful of.
Yes, and I also think I should I want to reiterate that, like, yeah, Ben and I like being insiders and getting you guys inside information, but this is just not one of those times where we're going to, like, be priding ourselves on getting you insider information, because it's just not worth it for us, because we're too close to the source.
Too close to the source. Yeah, wow. I don't know. Like, you know, I've talked to friends in the franchise about this and friends of Colton about this. And it feels like every conversation that I have with people that know him well, it ends like this is ending with a, I don't know. And I don't know what to do. And I don't know how to respond. But I'm incredibly unsettled. Like, I feel so weird. Mm-hmm. And I hate that this is something that we need to talk about before we know any more, but it's important to do that because it's obviously been out everywhere this week.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the best place to end this conversation, is just saying the story's that Cassie filed a restraining order, that there's some concerning claims being made that we don't know if they're true or not, and that we will update you as things get updated to all of us.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where this ends.
All right. Well, let's take a break now.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, guys, before we leave you, thought that we'd do some fun Twitter questions, inside scoop that possibly only Ben and I would be able to answer for you. This is a good question. This is from Casey. She said, how does the casting process for Bachelor in Paradise / Winter Games play out? I hear a lot about the casting for the main show, but not about cast returning for the spinoff shows. It's actually a great question. The producers reach out to us and they ask if we want to go on. I mean, you probably had to make a splash of some sort on your past season to make it onto a spinoff, or you were somebody that the producers thought could make a good splash, thought would be an interesting character, and they want you to come back and show that off while you weren't given the opportunity on the main show. Ben, do you have anything else to add other than the fact that like they call you if they're interested? Some people actually kind of get, I don't want to say screwed over, but you know what I mean, disappointed, because they'll get an initial call and then a couple weeks later they're a little bit ghosted, they don't hear from production, and they just decided to go with somebody else. So that's always a bummer.
Yeah, you just get a phone call. I mean, I remember with Winter Games, The idea was exciting. It was a completely new show. There was a lot of unknown about it. And so they just called and said, are you interested in doing this? And I was like, yeah, why not? And that was about as easy as it went. I don't know if it's like that for everybody, but I was pumped. Like, of course I'll come and ski down a mountain for a couple weeks.
I was just, I was reading your book, and I was reading the story about the ski accident, Brandon, and thinking about how dangerous skiing can be and how unbelievably unsafe it was that I went down an intermediate hill after 4 hours
of practice.
That's
a good point.
Anyway, next question. How, who picks the activity for dates and who picks who is going to be going on the date? I think this is a Ben question.
Yeah, so this is always a good question. And to answer it honestly, at the beginning of the season, you sit down with production and you tell them all of your ideal dates. You kind of run through a list for a couple hours on, like, this is what I love to do with my people. And they go and they kind of make those things happen. Now, there's 40 dates that happens from the start to the finish of a show. And there's no possible way a league can come up with 40 different creative dates that will match the show. And so the show then takes your ideas and your personality. And I think I really appreciate this. There's a whole date team that then kind of like personalizes and configures these dates. And then you are involved in learning about what the dates are going to be and how they're going to match you. Now, as the season goes on, you really do get to pick who you take on these dates. But there's always the insight of the producers to say, hey, you just, and because it gets convoluted, like, hey, you just took this person on a one-on-one last week. You can't take them on a one-on-one this week. Or, you know, this girl's been on 8 group dates straight. Like, you sure you just want to take her on another group date? Or is it time for you to say goodbye to her because, like, you're obviously not wanting to spend one-on-one time with her? Like, have you thought through that yet? They help navigate that so that, you know, there is a rhythm and a flow and a consistency and that no one person is getting messed over or no one person is getting too many one-on-ones. And so that's always kind of a navigating and a piecing together of the process that is done. At least for me, I felt like we did it as a team. We'd sit down at dinner and we would talk about the next day or the next 2 days. And we'd kind of share what's coming up and who I was most intrigued by. And I think that's probably how it works in most situations, as long as the lead has a good relationship with the show and that they're working together. And there was moments that there was contention. Like, there was moments where I was like, no, I want to take this person on a one-on-one. And they're like, hey, you just took her on 3 one-on-ones this year. Like, nobody else has even had, some people haven't even had one yet. That's a, like, what are you doing? And you'd have to evaluate that and say, I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. I've never done this before.
Interesting.
So that's how it works.
Are you able to buy additional clothing? Like, if you end up going to a snowy location and you aren't prepared. So you get a packing list and it tells you in so many more words than you need to literally pack for each occasion, formal, casual, sporty, high-end, fancy, and for each season. Like, they basically tell you in too many words to bring your entire closet, all your favorite clothes from each season. I had everything that I probably would have needed, but I think if you do go on a date like skiing or something like in the brutal cold, they're going to set you up with a cute outfit. Like, there's certain things that they provide for you, right? Especially if it's a one-on-one. If it's a group date, depends. It depends on the activity. Like, sometimes they just have everything they need for like a very specific type of date. And then are you like able to go out and buy anything? We had one time in the time that I was there where we got to go to Target, and that was really exciting. Just to run like an everyday errand with your new best friends was just really fun. And plus, it was the first time we were out in civilization for a month.
I went and bought new boots because somebody on production, I brought the boots for, like, I brought my clothes from my closet. I remember before I went on The Bachelorette, my friends came over. We went through my whole closet. I tried on all these clothes. I had a bunch of girls over to, like, help me pick them out. And quite honestly, I just didn't have much of a fashion sense. I actually am looking at my clothes right now that are laying on the floor, and I'm like, yeah, I still don't. But
stop.
I still struggle with that. But
no, the
producers at one point said, hey, your boots are like getting pretty worn. Let's go find you a new pair of boots. And so we went out and got a new pair of boots. We were in Ireland at the time, and you can see that. I'm like, I'm walking with confidence into my overnight with Caitlin with these new gray boots on. And then
I remember that outfit. That was maybe your best outfit the entire season.
Yeah. And then, Ashley, you'll laugh at this. There's a producer on the show. His name's Todd, and he's pretty high up now on the show. And he had this cardigan that was incredible. Mm-hmm. And it had like it was from Target. It was a great like little cardigan. And I was going on my date, and I said, Todd, every time you wear that cardigan, I get like, I just look at you differently. Like, I like you more.
He's so snuggly.
And he goes, well, you want to wear it? And so I actually wear his cardigan on a date. I took it off his body and put it on because I was like, I want to wear this. And then we have this little thing that any show I go on since then, anytime I have any type of residual appearance, that cardigan will pop up. He'll bring it and I'll put it on.
I love it. Todd is one of the most beloved people in my life. Okay, so then
his nickname on the show is Turd. That's pretty good.
Yes. I also like think that was like Jared when he didn't have a tux. So they gave him like a very fancy Hugo Boss tux before his day with Caitlin. Like those are the kind of special occasions where you get something. And then the other question, very related, is there one stylist for the girls and the guys? Like, do they share a stylist? And that is your good friend, Carrie.
I absolutely love Carrie. So Carrie is a stylist. He does The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Harrison. So he kind of leads the style of all three. So if you don't like the clothes, you can blame him. If you like the clothes, make sure you love on him. He has his own Instagram page that he kind of promotes the styles worn. But Carrie is just a tremendous human, loving and caring and sweet and sensitive. And he has no obligation to the production of the show. And so he was always like kind of my safe place. I would go to him and cry, or go to him and yell and go to him. And then he just put me in some clothes and tell me to buckle up and get out there. And I love Carrie. He has a huge place in my heart. I really, really care about that man.
Next question, last question is what's in the Bachelor fridge? And pantry. So they have these huge jars of Oreos and peanut M&Ms, and I think that itself gains you like the Bachelor 10. You just like grab them any time of day that you're feeling bored, and there is a lot of downtime, especially when you're on like one of the main shows. And then in the fridge, you can request anything. Somebody goes to the grocery store like once every 3 days, and it's stocked. It's really got everything you'd ever imagine needing.
Do you think that's changed due to COVID?
Yeah, they probably don't have a communal kitchen. They probably just have like a buffet of meals, right? Or like actually,
that's so sad.
Having been down there, I can say that I don't even think they would have a buffet style. I think they probably have like wrapped meals that they order throughout the day.
One of my favorite things about the show is when you aren't on a date and everybody's sitting in a room and like you pull out the Oreo jar and you pull out the M&M jar and everybody just like sits and talks and eats all day. It's fantastic.
I know. So good.
So good. Any more questions, Ash?
No, that's it. But you guys tweet me your questions more often. It's fun. We like to wrap up each podcast with some questions like those.
It's always ideal. Well, Ashley, it's another great week. We will be back next week with an episode of In Depth with Jason Tardik.
Yes, I think it's going to air on Thursday.
It's going to be fantastic, and we'll dive into a lot of the things surrounding Bachelor Nation right now and his relationship with Caitlin and how excited he is, but also what Jason's up to in life. I know Jason's up to a bunch. We want to hear from him, and so yeah, as Ashley mentioned, if you have any questions for Jason, feel free to tweet her. We will get to them in the In-Depth podcast. And then also tune in next week for another regular episode of the Almost Famous podcast. We are getting closer and closer to the premiere of this season's Bachelorette. We will start talking about it more and more. We will start sharing our thoughts. But never forget to share your thoughts with us. Email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Tweet Ashley your questions. Also, make sure you hashtag the Almost Famous Podcast. And finally,
follow us.
Yeah, don't forget to follow Almost_Famous Podcast on Instagram. It is where we will start posting pictures of Ashley mostly and all of her outrageous antics. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Later, all.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.